Hello, thank you so much for joining us today. We're really looking forward to hearing more about you and your research. But to begin, could you tell us a bit more about who you are, where you work, and what you're currently working on, please?
So thank you for inviting me. My name is Andrea Carmine Bellin, and I'm an associate professor and principal investigator at the Department of Neuroscience at Karolinska Institutet in Stockholm, Sweden. And my research team, we focus on the genetics of neurological disorders, and we especially focus on the primary headache disorder called cluster headache. And for our studies, we have established a biobank, which consists of biological tissue, mainly blood, and we also have clinical and demographic data, such as age of onset and treatment from both cluster headache patients and neurologically healthy controls. And we do this in collaboration with neurologists at the Karolinska University Hospital.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Andrea. It's lovely to meet you. Super excited to have you here with us. And could you now maybe discuss a bit more about, or talk a bit more about your research paper, please, and why this topic is so important?
So we have performed something called a genome-wide association study, a GWAS, on cluster headache. And we have done this in collaboration with the University College London. So cluster headache is a very debilitating disorder. It has like a prevalence around 1 in 1,000 worldwide. But so far, the pathophysiology is very unclear. And since there is this lack of knowledge on the molecular mechanism giving rise to this disorder, the development of treatment is very difficult. And during the years, a genetic link has been suggested for this disorder. More than 11% of the patients report that they have a relative with cluster headache. So we decided to do a GWAS to search for genetic links to cluster headache. And this was done by, we screened more than 500,000 genetic markers all over the whole genome in cluster headache patients from the UK and Sweden. And the marker frequency was compared with healthy controls. And in the studies, we were able to identify four genetic regions, they're called loci, linked to cluster headache. And we further did downstream analysis, and they implicated immunological processes in the pathogenesis of cluster headache. And this link, loci, they were on chromosome 1, 2, and two of them were on chromosome 2 and one on chromosome 6.
Thank you so much. Super fascinating research and findings there. And if you could now maybe discuss the connection between your research and medical practice and how you hope maybe your work will have an impact on therapies or treatments in the future, please.
Cluster headaches is it's a primary headache disorder, and it's characterized by attacks of extremely intense headaches on one side of the head, often behind the eye region. There is effective treatments, but they have several side effects, and 10 to 20% of the patients have little benefit from these standard treatments. And most importantly, there is no cure for cluster headache. And this disorder is actually sometimes referred to suicide headache due to suicidal ideation when treatment is insufficient. And so more research is definitely needed in this area.
Thank you so much. Really insightful answer. And lastly, Andrea, where could your work lead you next? And what's the dream outcome here for you?
So finding a genetic link to cluster headache, we will get the knowledge to the underlying mechanism behind the disorder, and this will give us tools to develop both better and more efficient treatments, and as well as personalized medicines or even a cure. And addition to if we do a genetic test based on our results, that can lead to faster and more accurate diagnosis. They're sometimes difficult to diagnose this disorder. And genetic tests can also be used for treatment optimization if we can link these genetic markers to treatment response.
That's perfect. Andrea, thank you so much for your time today. It's been so lovely to meet you and hear more about you and your research. And best of luck with your future work. Things are sounding positive. And yeah, I wish you all the best.